Dory was grateful that her hostess immediately dropped the subject of how her day had gone. All she'd had to say when she scooted through the door of the Interlude Inn was, "Oh my God! That man is the most stubborn, pig-headed, stuck-in-his-ways person I've ever met in my life! And that's even counting my father, which I didn't think was possible. And that's even counting my father, which I didn't think was possible." Izzy Sutton said, "I understand. Just go change into something more comfortable. Come out to the living room and I'll take care of everything." It took Dory 15 minutes to get comfortable, mainly because of the effort involved in removing her air cast so she could change her pants, and then putting the cast back on again. She rolled back into the living room wearing sweatpants, a college sweatshirt that Izzy's daughter had forgotten to pack after her last visit home, and a fuzzy bunny slipper on her right foot. Izzy nodded her approval. "Perfect." She helped Dory onto the sofa, brought over an ottoman for Dory's injured left leg to be propped up on, and handed her a bowl of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. "What's this?"
"Mood enhancement," Izzy answered.
"I've also got movies ready to go." She picked up a remote control off the coffee table. "And a pretty decent bottle of red wine in the fridge, if the ice cream and the movies don't do the trick." Between the ice cream and the movies, Dory's mood was lifted, but she and Izzy ended up drinking the wine anyway. It wasn't until the bottle was empty, and Julia Roberts had found love for the second time, that Izzy hesitantly tried to get her to talk.
"I hope I'm not prying,"
she began, which Dory had to laugh at. "Of course you are. Nobody in the whole history of the world has ever said that and not pried." Izzy laughed too, with just a hint of guilt in her eyes. "Go ahead, ask away."
"The way you are so worked up about Lucas, Well, I'll just be rude. Are you seeing anybody right now?"
Dory was too tired to be offended. "No," she answered. "Not for a while. My mother keeps trying to set me up on dates, and you can imagine how that usually goes. It's just, I don't know. Between work and keeping up with all the lunatics in my family, I don't have the time, you know?" She didn't quite laugh. "Besides, I think I'm cursed." She saw Izzy rolling her eyes, and she really couldn't blame her hostess. But it was true. Or at least it felt that way. "Seriously, there's five of us. I've got two brothers and two sisters. And between all of us, we haven't had one really good relationship our whole lives. And that's counting my older brother being married for 2 years.